Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of John in chapter 6, as the disciples are speaking with Jesus. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, always give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of the work Arcana Celestia, passage 2165. The burnt offerings and sacrifices in the Jewish church represented nothing else than the celestial things of the Lord's kingdom in the heavens, and of the Lord's kingdom on earth, that is, in the church. Also of the Lord's kingdom or church with each person. And in general, all those things which are of love and charity, for these are things celestial. And each kind of sacrifice represented something special and particular. All these were at the time called bread. And therefore, when sacrifices were abolished and other things succeeded in their place for external worship, it was commanded that bread and wine should be made use of. From all this, we may now see what the bread in the Holy Supper signifies, namely, all the things represented by the sacrifices, thus, in the internal sense, the Lord himself. And because the bread signifies the Lord himself, it signifies love itself toward the universal human race. And what belongs to love as also man's reciprocal love to the Lord and toward the neighbor. The bread thus signifies all celestial things, and in the same way the wine signifies all spiritual things. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.